June. Birds chirping. Insects buzzing. The start of summer. Children playing. Summer brides having their wedding. The mowing of the lawns. Now, what have we forgotten?
I'll tell you what you've forgotten. You've forgotten the Pride 48 June event.
Don't forget it.
2019.
Who are your favorite in June?
June 21st, 22nd, and 23rd.
From home live streaming.
Listen live.
Stream your podcast.
Join in the chat room.
Go to Pride48.com for more information.
Today is Tuesday, June 11th, 2019, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life and you listen to it. And today is like every other day, I'm going to talk about my life. I woke up this morning with a present. I woke up this morning with a present and I was so excited and I want to talk about it because really I have nothing else to talk about. So we're going to talk about it right now. But I looked at my Facebook Messenger and I rarely look at Facebook anymore. So if any of you message me on Facebook, it's not a really good idea because I don't look on I look on Twitter. So if you direct message me on Twitter, I'm always looking at Twitter, but I don't really look at Facebook. I don't know why. I don't look. But for some reason this morning, I looked at Facebook and I had this in my Facebook.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at Pride48.com.
I was so excited, and that is from Sarah, from Sarah Talk. And I haven't even responded to Sarah, but Sarah, I don't know if you listen to my show, but if you do, thank you so much. I asked everyone to create bumpers. So any of you out there that listen who are podcasters, I want you to create bumpers. But Sarah is the first one to respond and send me a bumper. That is going to go up on Pride48.com. Anyone will be able to use it. I'm going to use it at the end of today's show, and I'm going to use it on the end of a lot of my shows going forward. So thank you so much, Sarah. I hope you listen to this show and you can hear the thanks. But I am going to thank Sarah in either an email or a Facebook message. I just haven't. Today has been a very busy day. I am a very busy person. And Mark says I do that on purpose. Like I say yes to everything and I keep my life totally busy because I have so many hobbies and I have trumpet, I have podcasting. Now I'm trying to get into photography. I do all this cooking stuff. You know, I do musicals at the theater in town, and for a month I'll be at the theater, you know, multiple nights a week. And, you know, Pride 48 has the June event coming up, and we have the August event coming up in New Orleans, and I travel, you know, we travel a lot. So I have a lot of stuff going on, and especially during the week. And I know I mentioned that Saturday was very busy, but especially during the week, I go to work. And then we go to the gym every single day, unless when I have orchestra rehearsals, we don't go to the gym on Wednesdays. And then I get home and I immediately have to cook because I need to cook so I can stay on Weight Watchers. We can't just go get fast food or go to a restaurant because I need to cook something a little bit healthier, lower calorie, et cetera, et cetera. And so I'm really busy. And so I don't always have time to respond to people right when they message me. Fatty emailed me and I got it this morning, and I know he's probably sitting there wondering, why have I not emailed him back? Well, there were two reasons for that. One of them was I didn't know exactly the answers to his questions, like right off the top of my head. So I needed time to think about them before I responded. And then, so I'm going to do that when I'm sitting watching TV a little bit later. But the other one was I was just so busy. And then Joe Batanz called me. And he thinks every time that he calls me and I don't answer that I'm mad at him or something. But it's just, the first time he called, I was in a meeting at work because I work all day long. And the second time, by the time I saw that he had called, I was already back at work and I have someone from India that's at my desk for the next 3 weeks. And so I don't have a lot of free time where I can get away from my desk. And then when he called again, I was on the elliptical at the gym. And I don't like to talk and go, while I'm trying to work out and burn some calories. So I texted him and said, I'll call you back. And then I had to call him from the car. And then as soon as I got home, I cooked dinner and we ate. And then I came right up here to record another training video for Pride 48. And then I'm recording this episode. So I love everything that I do, but I'm just very busy. And so, it is what it is. So I was very happy about that this morning, and I'm going to send an actual message back thanking Sarah in case she doesn't listen to my show. And I'm going to email Fatty, and I'm going to email Mr. Mike about the technical stuff that I need to email him about. Oh my God, so many things. I'm ready to go to Alaska, because Alaska, I will be able to completely unwind for a week, 7 days while we're on the cruise. We won't have very good internet, so I won't be able to worry about, anything going on online. And I'm going to be able to do some of my photography and learn that and just have a good time. So I'm looking forward to the June event, but I need that kind of ramp down relaxation time. And then we ramp right back up. I'll be in Annie in end of July, beginning of August. And then we've got the event in New Orleans. So, and then I've got a conference in London in October. So this is going to be a busy year, a busy, busy year. So I believe I was talking about the weekend and I had gone all the way through Saturday, but I didn't get a chance to talk about Sunday at all. So I'm going to go ahead and talk a little bit about Sunday. I thought that Sunday was going to be a rest. I thought, okay, Saturday's really busy. I had to prepare dinner for my parents. We had Pokemon Community Day. We had to work out. We had to take Sydney to the gym or to the gym. We had to take Sydney to the vet. We don't take Sydney to the gym. And we had to do all these things. And so the whole day was packed. But, I thought, oh, Sunday will be fine. So then Sunday, Mark and I do a restaurant when I say I'm busy, a lot of this stuff is things that we've chosen to do. It's not like work or, anything like that. But, I had two church services and I was the only trumpet there. And actually, I sounded really good. I'm not going to say that other people are not as good as me because they are. In fact, one of the other players is better than me in some ways. I think technically he's better than me and he can hit higher notes than I can. But I think he's not as good at blending with other trumpet players and not as good at tuning. I have to really work on blending with the other trumpet players and the other instruments. When it's just me, I don't have to blend with any. So it's a little bit lazy, right? I can just play and not have to worry about blending with another trumpet player. It is more tiring though, because I'm playing first part on everything for two services. And I feel like I have to play out. So because I don't have multiple trumpet players playing with me. And I did that, and then we had our restaurant of the week right after church. So we literally met at the restaurant, and for some stupid reason, so Mark said we're gonna eat at Smashburger, which is really fast food, but we needed something quick. So he's like, we're just gonna do Smashburger this week, and I'm like, fine. But for some reason I got it in my head, Smitty's Garage or Smitty's Burger Bar, I don't know why, but there's this place. It may be a chain that's all over the US, but I'm not sure. But it's at least in a couple of towns near me. And it's burgers. It's more gourmet burgers, but they also sell beer and other alcohol and stuff like that. And I got it in my head that that's where we were meeting. So I drove there and I'm texting and I'm like, I'm here, I'll see you when you get here. And then I wait 10 minutes or so, and he's not. And then he messages, oh, I'm here too, but I don't see you. And I'm like, I'll walk up to the door. So I walk up to the door, and I'm looking around, and he's like, I'm here at Smashburger. And I'm like, oh, crap, I'm at Smitty's, which is like 10 minutes away from Smashburger. So I'm like, I'm sorry, Boyfie. I don't know why. I got it in my head that you said Smitty's and not Smashburger. So I had to get back in my car and go over there. But I had a really good chocolate shake, and I had a great burger, and I had tater tots instead of fries. They were rosemary tater tots. They were really good. And then Mark had a Pokemon thing that he needed to do, so I went with him. Then we did our grocery shopping. Then we had to go over to my parents' house to move a table or something. So we had all this stuff we had to do. By the time we got home, it was four in the afternoon, and then I had the two training videos to record for Pride 48. And so by the time I didn't get done with those until bedtime. And, you know, I mean, we ate and we watched TV and stuff, but I didn't get done editing those and everything until it was time to go to bed. So my Sunday ended up being just about as busy as my Saturday. So I'm either going to have to quit some stuff that I enjoy, or I'm going to have to just be resigned to the fact that I'm always going to be busy. It's probably that. I probably just need to stop saying how busy I am and stop worrying about it and just be happy that I have a lot of stuff going on in my life. All right, well, I'm going to end it here. For more episodes of the show, you can go to geekygay.com for email or emailing me. You can email me at adamburns.uk@gmail.com. And I have gotten contact from Sam in the Hinterlands and Scotty. I will be reading some of that and also playing Scotty's voicemail. I literally just keep forgetting, but I promise I will get to that this week. And you can also find many more LGBT and LGBT-friendly shows over at pride48.com. See you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.